The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, we got time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bernie Sanders attacking the folks over at Liberty Maniacs. They're a t-shirt creator. And it's an intellectual property case. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. You can join us here as well. Skype username is LRN.FM. We go straight to the phones, to the fun, actually in this case to Skype, where Brian is on the line in California. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I heard you guys talking about reputation, and it kind of reminded me of one of Ego Utilitarian's, one of its free market theories as far as justice is concerned. But earlier I just want to nitpick, because you know me, I love to nitpick.
Okay, I don't know you, but that seems to be the case.
I heard, so Mark, you do believe in rights, right?
I believe that rights are come out of ownership, that they're a description of what ownership is.
Okay, and obviously you believe in ownership, therefore you believe in rights, right?
That, if you believe in ownership, you would, I think that those things go together.
I also subscribe to the idea of rights.
I just got confused because while he was talking about reputation, I heard he made a claim that he didn't believe in entitlements. How do you represent?
Who's he?
Mark.
Okay.
Right. I don't believe that you're entitled to anything simply by being born.
Like self-ownership?
Well, no, you certainly own yourself but that doesn't entitle you to anything from anyone else.
I really didn't want to get into it. I just wanted to bring it up. It seemed like some sort of contradiction there.
Okay, but, well, it seems self-evident to me that you own yourself because only you can move your appendages about. You have control over your body. Control is, you know,
ownership.
And evidence of ownership.
And no one can stop you from doing that?
What, moving your body around?
Yes.
Well, it would depend on...
They can stop you, but they generally do not. So until they do stop you, you do have ownership.
Until you demonstrate with your control that you are not able to exercise the proper control to live with us other primates.
I didn't really want to debate self-ownership.
Further, they can't... Well, now here we are.
Further, debate self-ownership and then not want to debate self-ownership.
Okay, I just wanted to bring it up.
Hold on, Brian. Further, you know, even if they do lock you up, and both Mark and I have had our, you know, freedom to move about taken away from us, Mark for a much longer period of time, but we've both been in cages. Now, you can still argue that you can still walk around in the cage, and then, of course, they could strap you into a chair if they really wanted to.
They can tell you not to move about, and then if you do it, they will do horrible things.
They will strap you to a chair and do worse things.
What's your definition of ownership?
But even further, you can still... Hold on, we can get into that in a moment. Even further, even if they strap you into the chair, they still don't own your thoughts.
They can easily own your thoughts, right? Even you don't own your thoughts if you believe in determinism, ultimately. But let's say this,
really.
Right?
They can. What does that mean? What does determinism mean?
When you believe the future is determined already.
Yeah, I don't believe in that.
Well, you're probably not a scientist, but...
Some people believe in determinism, and I'm fine with that. But for me, I just can't let go of the fact that I can make decisions.
No, that's not they're not mutually exclusive. You can make decisions, and the future can be determined for you. It's just like a computer program, right? You can program a computer to pick the highest of two numbers every time it's given.
I believe that our decisions are determining the future. So, anyway, what was the other point you wanted to make?
Okay, yeah. So, anyways, I want to talk about reputation and its role in justice in a free market. I believe. This will be the foundation of justice in a free market, not DROs or insurance, especially not insurance. I don't believe in insurance. I think
DRO stands for Defense Resolution Organization. It's a concept put forth by, or popularized, I guess, by Stefan Molyneux, who's an internet philosopher. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, there's going to be a more fundamental provision of justice, and it's going to be in reputation. I believe, and hence, Ego Utilitarian proposes that open reputation will be the first line of defense other than you yourself. Of course, that's the first, that's the ultimate line of defense, you defending your own property. And even paying someone else, I think that comes after the reputation. So in my theory, so reputation is just a form of IP, right?
It's what intellectual property.
Intellectual property.
You got to remember, using acronyms is hard for people that maybe just tuning into the show.
Yeah,
IP could stand for Internet Protocol, right?
So reputation is a form of intellectual property.
I don't believe
you do
it.
Not, yes, it's you can define reputation as this: what society thinks of you.
Yeah.
Their opinion of you.
Okay.
It's you can't own that.
I'm not claiming you can own it.
Is that what you meant by you don't believe it, in that you don't own it?
I don't think it's intellectual property.
Right. You can't claim ownership of your reputation.
No, I mean, intellectual property is you create something.
And claim ownership
of it. And then you claim ownership of that idea or whatever.
Reputation is by its nature something you cannot own.
Right, and reputation you don't necessarily even create because other people create it.
No,
right.
No, you don't, okay, egotism doesn't believe in you creating ideas.
Aren't you the creator of egotism?
No, I'm the founder, I'm the discoverer.
Okay, so you don't believe.
Concepts are discovered, not created.
All right.
Because all concepts are just combinations of...
That's true. You could argue that all the ideas are already out there.
God made all the ideas, and you're just uncovering them.
That's correct. Yeah, I could agree with that point.
No. Okay, so, I mean, if you just... where was I with that? So anyways...
You're claiming it was IP. You're claiming that my opinion
reputation
of you is intellectual property.
Well, no, that's not exactly what he said. I'm not sure what he's saying yet. Let's let him get it out. Go ahead.
It's a subset of... intellectual property. If you really think about it, any idea, any concept is intellectual property. Even a technology, that's an idea. I mean,
sure.
But intellectual property, in its traditional sense, suggests that it would be somehow actionable. Meaning that if you didn't like what they were thinking about you, that you'd be able to do something about it legally.
Yeah, and isn't there? Aren't there libel and slander laws? If you can show damages, you can sue them in court for this. And this is in the status. Context. This won't happen in a free market.
Oh, I don't know that that's necessarily true. If you can show damages in a free market, you may very well be able to. Like, I've read Walter Block's Defending the Undefendable. I just don't agree that libel and slander are not actual
harm. This is actually something we've come up against recently in reality here in Keene, where there are local haters who have been posting libelous flyers about me around town, alleging nonsense about my views on age of consent, and it's a little upsetting that it happens.
It's a lot upsetting.
But I believe in free speech.
It's also lost us a local affiliate.
It did lose us our radio affiliate here. But I believe in free speech, and that includes the freedom to say things that are not necessarily true. So I personally won't do anything about it. But Mark was encouraging me to, threaten them with an attorney and so on and so forth. And
right.
My viewpoint is I'd rather just focus on being productive and creating, new things and not, spend time in court and use the state. What do you think about that, Brian?
Yeah, what do you think, Brian, about a person who goes to a radio event for a radio station and then tells absolute lies about the host?
You can just generalize the hypothetical, but...
I'm asking you about the specific.
I can answer generally. Like, in any context of any libel or slander, in an open reputation system... like, you can't hide behind, flyers and stuff. Everything you do, it's going to be totally culturally different. Like, in a status context where, we think privacy is our right. And in a free market, it's going to show that it's very expensive to keep anything of yourself private.
And it's already expensive for privacy. You already have to spend time and effort
it's going
to
be
attain
vastly
privacy.
Open. Like, I'm talking about all your criminal history, your credit score. I mean, there's going to be a new type of credit score. All this
isn't
will be
it possible
available.
That the free market could also have a place which is super privacy oriented, where a bunch of privacy nuts live?
Because information is too cheap.
Why not?
Because
Why not?
Information is too cheap, right? This is the problem. It's the same as intellectual
people
property.
People want information. He's right about this.
Yeah.
Once it's disseminated, it becomes exponentially expensive to keep it.
But at this point, I don't know. Okay, so you're talking about the future. You're saying, this is how the future is going to be. And it may very well be. I don't know, Brian. But wait a second.
In Ankapistan.
I'd like to point out, in Ankapistan, in the future. And so at this point, neither Ankapistan nor the future exists. So you're positive.
Wait
a second, Brian. I'd like to make a point. The woman who's making these accusation. One of the women who's making these accusations against Ian, believes that she is a medium and can channel your relatives to you. But no one cares. It's just because...
So her form is distributing flyers, apparently, right? I don't know the situation, and it's hard for me to, take into account like all the actual
that's one of the difficulties of predicting the future is these unpredictable primates that we're talking about.
I want to know more. Stand by, Brian. I want to know more about, you know, why is it that there wouldn't be? I understand what he's saying, that it would, like, there will be societies where it will be more open, but there are privacy nuts out there. Why couldn't they get together for, you know, a super private community where everybody respects privacy?
Why do they have to be nuts?
Isn't that possible?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and you can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can learn about why New Hampshire is the destination for liberty-oriented people, people who are might describe themselves as a libertarian, a voluntarist, maybe even an anarchist. 101ReasonsFilm.com will tell you the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a free, hour-long documentary film. I had the pleasure of being a co-producer on it, and it's awesome. You should check it out. It's free to watch. 101ReasonsFilm.com. If you want to have a chance at a society that actually respects and honors liberty, you got to get together. You got to concentrate your efforts with other people who think like you do. So let's go back to discussing that possible future society with Brian calling from California. He's saying that the future that he envisions will be a more, or rather a less privacy-oriented, in fact, that there wouldn't really be much of a semblance of privacy is what you were saying, Brian, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I agree with that, by the way.
Go ahead.
That's somewhat right. I think privacy will almost erode to nothing.
Will people still have privacy when they're in the bathroom?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Because there's pretty much no market for that.
Well, I think your employer is going to want to know whether it floats or sinks. I mean,
but here's the problem,
it's an indication of health.
Okay, so the medium in which in this reputation service is going to be provided is going to be through open source, just like Bitcoin, right? It's going to be something that you cannot try to provide information anonymously. Like you can try to so when you try to slander somebody, you're going to obviously try to do it under a pseudonym. But the problem is pseudonyms don't carry any weight. So all information will be dated.
Well, I mean, look, there's these anonymous flyers that are being put up all over town,
yeah,
reportedly
so
by more than one person.
So the free market solution to that is it doesn't carry any weight. Right? Who the hell's
it depends.
Saying?
I mean, some people
Brian,
believe anything they read.
I don't think you understand these irrational primates we call humans. I'm sorry.
No, they do
give lots of credence. There's all kinds of stuff that's been leveled against Talk Live by pseudonyms, and yes, people believe it.
Yeah, okay, so barring any physical evidence that's put on the flyers that obviously shows...
There is no evidence!
All the flyers is my picture
and
a bunch
of false claims.
Far enough to get us kicked off a radio station. And I ask you, are they responsible for their lies?
Yes, and here's the thing. So whoever did this, it's gonna be a weird system because once you establish the system and you can't stop it from happening, someone's gonna in a free market if it's truly free market with no laws of libel and slander. So
they hit the dump button there. Sorry, dude, you can't say the S word on nationally syndicated.
It's a short list of words you can't say.
Yeah, that was one of them. So, you know, I get where he's coming from. The idea being that, okay, well, maybe these anonymous flyers wouldn't be so anonymous because if there was a society where there was less privacy, there would be more cameras up. So you might be able to more easily identify the culprit of whoever it was that was putting these up. As of right now, if you want to identify the person, you'd probably have to sit up at, 6 a.m. on Main Street or wherever and kind of just eyeball. I don't know where these have been put. I've never taken a single one of them down. But I do know that some people have taken them down. So you would probably monitor the places in which you've found them previously and then wait until whoever the person is comes along and perhaps confront them and
videotape them. One of the problems is you would never advocate somebody not respond to a bully. You wouldn't say to a person, hey, just don't do anything if somebody slaps you across the face, rips your pocket off and steals your wallet. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything. But when somebody here finds a wimp or somebody who is philosophically opposed to the notion of reacting to their violence, they are bullies and they just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
If that person reacted, stood up and gave them the smackdown, bullies run away then.
Well, I would approve of a more direct method like what I was just talking about, confronting the individual directly.
How do you do that? They're cowards.
Like I said,
they hide.
You would wait until they come put the flyers up.
And
catch them in
what?
The act.
And
record
then,
video.
I don't like what you're doing. Please stop. Please stop. You're hurting my feelings.
Well,
they don't
something,
care.
Something
they
like,
want to hurt your feelings.
Well, but I'm not hurt by it. It's
the
fine.
The
only
they
thing
can do
whatever
you
can they want.
Do to somebody like this is react in kind. They are using force in the form of lies.
But I wouldn't lower myself to
fraud.
Their level.
I got it. That's what you say.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to continue to beat on you. That's why the wimpy kid on the playground gets his lunch money taken. Because he says, I won't lower myself to their level. Rip. Smack. Pow. They don't care whether you're lowering themselves.
Well, they're not stealing lunch money. They're not threatening anybody. They're just posting lies.
Yeah. Is it fraud?
It's dishonest for sure. You're not defrauding anyone out of money.
Do they hope to gain? They gain by you losing.
It's
a psychic gain.
Psychic gain. Okay, yeah. Sure.
Is it fraud?
Sure.
You stand by and allow fraud to exist. Because you say you won't lower yourself. Would you do it for me? If you won't do it for you, will you do it for somebody else who's being harmed? If you could do
Would I tear down a flyer about you? Sure.
Oh, I'm not asking about tearing down a flyer. If the only thing you could do to protect me is to sue on my behalf, would you do it?
I don't know about that. I have to think about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's your only form of defense, from what I can tell.
I don't know if that's true. If you got an idea besides going to the state and using the law or whatever, it's the same viewpoint.
If you
Mark,
have an idea of how to travel from here to Manchester without using state roads,
it's the same viewpoint I have about intellectual property. It's like, look, please take my stuff, use it. I don't care. I'm not going to spend time, even if you're using it in a way that I think is tacky. Or inappropriate, you know, making fun or trying to damage us in some way. Let's say editing statements together that we never originally said.
That's not exactly what has been done.
No, that's not it at all. What they're doing is just outright lying about what was said. Anyway, go ahead. Take our statements, make, you know, YouTube videos. I don't really care because my time is limited. And I would rather spend my time doing the things I want to do than defending against a bunch of piddly crap like this.
I hear
and,
you.
You know, you do it one
time,
they can keep them. If you do it one time, they could smarten up. And one of the mistakes they made was one of them posted about it on the internet in advance. That doesn't mean that individual is the same individual who's doing all of the posting of the flyers. There may be more than one person posting the flyers. And the only way you would find out who those people are is by actually catching them in the act doing it. The only way you're going to do that is to do it yourself or to hire somebody to do it. Now you're outlaying funds in order to accomplish this, or you're outlaying time.
I hear you. It's not
either way. I'd rather be. I've got a studio to build here. Yeah. We were raided by the FBI. I've got priorities in life, and spending time on these people is not worth my time.
Right.
It's just not worth
it. Just don't feel
it's not
worth
being
it.
Pushed around by a bully. It's just that I have priorities, and I've got other things I'd rather do. If I wanted to do something about it, I'd sit down on Main Street at 6 in the morning with a video camera and some other people, and we'd make those people very uncomfortable. Because right now they're doing it in the dark of night, and they're, you know, under the cloak of night, and no one knows who they are, and they're getting away with it, and there's, you know, no exposure for that person. And I bet you they would change their behavior if they, you know, were outed. To some extent.
Maybe that's the case.
So,
I won't tell you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. If you got a suggestion, you know, by no means have I covered the full range of what is possible with this particular situation. And, you know, I got to give them credit. The Stop Free Keeners, they hadn't done a whole lot since the chalk war thing that had gone on. You know, there was the war on chalk that went on here a couple of years ago. They've been sort of off the radar for a while, just kind of posting on their Facebook group and their blog, and that's about it. So this has been a sustained effort on some of their parts, and it's been like most of a month at this point. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So I'm kind of impressed.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. You can get interactive. Front page of the site, the content was created by listeners just like you. There's news stories there. Sometimes fun stuff is submitted. Whatever you think other listeners of Free Talk Live will enjoy, submit it there. And then other listeners can vote on those submissions, vote it up if they like, down if they don't. You can do that as well. Vote on the other people's submissions. It's fun, and it's free. It's Reddit-based, so totally free to use. Go to freetalklive.com to get involved. That's freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, and in this case, to Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Chad's actually calling from our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Welcome. You're on the air.
So I was actually, Ian, I was curious if you thought in an open market, if there was any time in which saying something about someone would be a violation of their rights or an attack of some sort, or if you think people should essentially be able to say whatever they want.
I think that I think you could certainly argue that damage can be caused by libel. I get that. I just think that personally, from my perspective, I'd rather spend my time on productive matters than fighting everybody who says something I don't like. I'll give you another example.
That one, I think, is that's a much better argument than sort of...
Yeah, that's a separation.
That's the argument I've been making. I've never said that you can't hurt somebody's business or feelings or whatever.
I think you have said in the past that you do not believe that libel and slander are aggression.
I don't think it's aggression.
Yeah, I can verify that. I don't think that's the reason I called.
Yeah, I don't think it's aggression. It's words coming out of somebody's mouth.
Well, okay, so I'm going to stab you in the throat with a knife.
That's a threat.
Okay, is that aggression? Well, it's just words coming out of my mouth.
In that case, it was just words coming out of your mouth
because
you
don't believe I'm
going to
do it.
Yeah.
In the next instant, if I stab you in the throat with a knife,
then it becomes threatening words.
You were just
the circumstances matter.
It they do matter.
Yeah,
absolutely,
the intentions matter.
So
the actions
words can be aggressive,
matter.
Right?
Words can be aggressive. That's
okay,
true.
Good.
If they're followed by aggression and a legitimate threat,
well,
if you start brandishing
you know
a knife, then that's...
Here's a little advice to the kids out there. Don't threaten people with violence, even in a joking manner.
Right, because
they can
respond.
No one ever knows.
Well, right, because I think you are within your rights to respond to a threat like that if you feel threatened.
Right.
No,
well,
I
tell
true.
It to a jury, you know, oh, well, so the little lady in the wheelchair said, Mark, I'm going to kill you, and you'd pulled out a gun and shot her in the head.
That's going to be a tough case.
Right. It's going to be a really difficult case.
Circumstances certainly matter.
They matter.
Well, I think that's an extreme example. I meant more like the one we're talking about now. So if someone says something that's obviously false with the intention of damaging you, and you can measure those damages, like that's sort
aggression.
Of the barrier that the law has for this. And I think this is an area where the law almost sides too much with the person who's slandering. This is a really good thing that's built from common law and good cases. So you have to prove in your case, Ian, as a public figure, because you're on the radio, you would have to prove malice and damages in order to get any kind of repercussion for someone saying something negative about you. And I feel like that's a good standard by which to measure a line for, say, aggressive force against someone, especially in a market, a free market, where your reputation is really all you carry with you in the essence of government.
I think that there's
you can't control your reputation. I mean, period. You can go and sue somebody who said something you don't like publicly, but that doesn't stop them from saying it privately. It doesn't stop the word from getting around, you know, through the back channels or whatever. So
that's different. Like if my position were just like, I don't like Ian, he's a douchebag or whatever, like that's a different position than Ian, you know, is a child molester, which is obviously a false statement. I have made a false statement which aggresses against you for
it
the purpose
of causing
damage.
It is a false statement, but if you go around and tell everybody that, there's very, very little that I could or, you know, even if I wanted to do about that, that would have any kind of effect. All it would affect is my ability to, you know, spend time on my life and the things that are important to me. And if you let people like that rule you by every time they say something you don't like, you react and you respond to it. I did respond. I posted a message or a blog post at freekeen.com once. They've been, you know, posting these flyers like every single day for more than a month. So I thought it was important to get at least my perspective out there. But from that point forward, I've done absolutely nothing about it, and I don't plan to do anything about it. Another example is the white supremacists that took the name Free Talk Live for their radio show several years ago. Some people suggested we should have taken action against them. And I decided that, you know, look, I don't care. They can do whatever they want. They can call their show whatever they want. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to spend my time on this.
I think it worked out really well for you in that circumstance.
You mean when the guy killed himself and his wife?
Well, yeah. Like, the guy clearly showed what kind of person he was. It caused very little confusion because Free Talk Live was, at the time, would come up so much higher on search
results. Not that much higher. It was, you know, I think they were on, like, page 2 on Google.
Yeah. Who looks at page 2?
I
just think that there is some sort of standard by which what you say is the equivalent of physical attack of some kind. But, you know, something that's designed just to cause severe emotional harm to someone is resulting.
Oh, you got
to
steel yourself. If you're going to be in the public radar, if you're going to be on the public radar, you got to expect to be attacked. You just got to deal
with it. What if you're not on the public radar? What if you're just a private citizen? Like, I knew a kid in high school whose brother killed himself, and people tortured him about that in horrible ways in school. And, like, it caused him a lot of emotional trauma. And that's the equivalent of physical attack. That's not free speech at that
Ian
point.
Can't
you just
see
just to harm someone.
Ian can't see past his own personal experience.
I know. It's not necessarily about you.
Like, this is how I want to live my life. And it is laudable. It's absolutely laudable and has worked
out. If you
want to
spend
well.
Your time suing totally. People, go for it. I mean,
but
it's your business.
But you won't say it's aggression. And that's the problem.
No, it's not.
Ian,
that
it's either
is
or it isn't.
So if you don't feel like you need to solve it that way, but in an open market especially, if someone were to basically, you know, strengthen their reputation through arbitration.
Force and fraud are the definition of aggression.
Totally,
are you a libertarian and aren't you?
I generally consider aggression separate from fraud.
Oh, no, I agree with Mark
fraud.
Completely, man.
That's
ridiculous.
The definition. You will sit all day and define the definition of libertarianism as the oath of the Libertarian Party, and it says the word fraud right in it.
Does it? I don't think
Force or fraud, mister?
Okay.
It's aggression. And just because you don't want to react that way, turning the other cheek is laudable. Mm. Jesus is a really great guy. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
But it's aggression, and it doesn't change its aggression. If you don't define it as what it is, you let the perpetrators off the hook. They're evil people doing evil things. It's
and
aggression.
Again, this is an area of the law which I think is very well developed. You have to the burden of proof, Ian. You have the burden of proof on someone who makes a claim, which is interesting. So they can't just, like, disagree with you. You have to prove their claim is false and it's caused you damage. And in this case, that they did it maliciously. It's a huge burden of proof for you, but I think it's one that is it's well developed, and it's something we should really consider, especially in a free and open society, because I think that what you say about someone can damage them, in some case, completely ruin their lives, and I think that's definitely force in that case.
All right, thanks for the opinion. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I guess when
free
I think about aggression...
The smartest ones in the world.
I guess when I think about aggression, I only think about, like, violence, you know, the use of actual physical aggression, you know, because I do believe in freedom of speech, and so it seems contradictory to say that someone saying something that you don't like is... No, I don't think it's okay. No.
Then you don't believe in freedom of speech, because freedom of speech just means that you're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth, Ian. Mm-hmm. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want. And don't run around the streets of a major city dropping the racial epithets and just see how free you are. You're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth.
Well, let's continue here. We've got Will on the line in Tennessee.
Well, actually, funny enough, Mark literally just made the exact point I was going to make. That, you know, when it comes to speech, the things that you say have repercussions, whether we like to admit it or not.
Yeah, we got a terrible, terrible connection with you tonight, Will. I'm sorry about that. We're going to have to let you go. But I kind of got what he was saying. He was backing you up there, Mark, that the things you say have repercussions.
That's a guy running for the vice presidency of the Libertarian Party right there.
And, some of the things that I have said have had the repercussions of people going out there and lying about me. I've taken positions about age of consent that have resulted in people calling me a pedophile, which is, of course, not true.
Right.
But that's, you know, part of the consequences
of responsible
speaking.
For somebody who lies about you any more than you're responsible for somebody hitting you in the face.
I didn't say I was responsible
for
that.
Yes, you did. You said they had the consequence.
It is a consequence. Yeah, that's what has happened. I could have kept my mouth shut and I wouldn't have experienced that consequence.
I see what you're saying.
Right?
Yes.
In fact, you came to me, somebody came to you and said, if Ian just stops talking about age of consent, then maybe we'll back off on our threats against him. And I said, well, I'm not going to negotiate with terrorists and I'll say whatever I damn well please. Toll free number is 855-453.
Story of your life. 855-450-3.
3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In true Free Talk Live form, we are now whittling down the definition of libertarianism between us here. I knew I shouldn't have taken you at your word, Mark, because you've actually never joined the Libertarian
Party. Yes, I have. You're right.
Oh, you did?
Yes, you were.
When? Back in Florida?
They had a free like month.
Oh, when there was no membership fee.
There was a no membership fee time frame. I went and I signed up or whatever so that I'd get on their mailing list. And
you had said the statement mentions fraud, and I questioned that, and it does not. It actually is that you do not advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So
I can't remember where then I'm really surprised, because I thought force and fraud.
They did not put or fraud in there. No.
Okay. Well,
And that's because, in my mind, I don't know why they didn't do that.
You should just be able to lie all you want.
No, well, it's just, as far as the Libertarian Party is concerned, which is a political organization, that's what they decided on for their, why they decided to exclude or fraud from that statement, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's politics and it's sort of part and parcel to the whole political process. But, also the word aggression, we were arguing about that, and I've pulled up the definition of it, and there's really nothing in here about... fraud. It's all about attacking
aggression
somebody.
Aggression is defined differently between by libertarians, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm not comfortable with your definition of aggression. To me, fraud doesn't raise to the same level of an actual physical attack on somebody. So in some cases, you can engage in fraud to protect yourself. If you lie to a criminal, instance.
Look, sometimes you can use force to protect yourself too, son.
No, we're talking about aggressive force, which is different from force, as we discussed earlier, right? Libertarians are not against force. They are against aggression.
And I believe that the words that come into your mouth... Yeah. So I believe you can lie in order to a greater good. I'm clear on that. But when you lie in order to gain someone else's property...
That's fraud.
That's fraud.
Yep.
And if you... basically libel is the intent of taking from someone's property. You may not get get their property, but if you cause them damages... then, you should be responsible for the words that come out of your mouth.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, necessarily.
For me, I'm going to define that as part of aggression.
Okay. I am going to respectfully disagree on that. Let's go on here, though. Peter is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Hey there.
And I have to apologize because I just caught the last
three or four minutes of your discussion of the free speech, but the comment was made that you're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth, and if you go out in the street and use racial epithets, see how free you're going to be. And you know,
Mark said something like that, yeah.
Right. You know, think about it. In the 1960s, the American Nazi Party was allowed to march with swastika flags in Skokie, Illinois, regardless of how offensive it was to the Jewish population.
And I think they should be allowed to. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But do you think if you go around the city without getting some permit for a march, do you think if you go around the streets of some major city in the United States and yell racial epithets, just random racial epithets, that you're going to end up the day with the same amount of teeth you started?
Well, you know, that's talking about practical applications.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you do that, the police should be there and protect you.
Well, if they are there, they may protect you. Yeah,
but,
I get where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, you know, if you do something stupid, your life would have paid for it.
Well, what you're talking about is the reality versus the theory.
Yes.
And the reality is that, you know, you will likely encounter someone who doesn't care about the theory if you say enough stuff.
The Supreme Court said you cannot stand up in a crowded theater and call fire when there's not a fire.
Well, that's because it's property rights in that case.
And you're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth.
And that's a fraudulent statement anyway, further, and it's on someone's private property, and it's generally a bad idea to yell anything in the
However,
theater.
I have seen people stand up in a crowded theater and yell fire, and no one does anything. So, at the very least, I think you're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth.
Wow, you've actually seen that happen?
Yeah, a young guy stood up and, you know, he was going to prove a point. So he stands up, he yells, fire! Everybody kind of looks at him like he's a jack hole, and he gets back down. Right. I mean, that's what happens if you yell fire in a crowded theater.
Peter, anything else you want to share?
Yeah. I guess just if you yell fire and somebody is injured, if a panic ensues, you're responsible.
I think you're responsible.
You know, that's another matter.
Thanks, Peter, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. That toll-free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, if somebody started posting hate flyers about you, Mark, I wouldn't say you were wrong for going after them. I'm not saying that everyone's wrong for doing
those
things.
You're only saying that you don't want to spend your time on it. And I think that that's a completely valid
argument. Because they don't deserve it. You know, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know whether they deserve it if they have done a sufficient amount of damage. You don't value what they've done sufficiently to offset it, and I think that's fine.
Let's continue here with Alex calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, calling on Skype. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah. So
you're pretty overblown there. Do me a favor, back way off your microphone, maybe like 4 inches.
How about now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, so I more or less agree with Brian, right?
The caller from California.
Yeah, that we need, you know, he's put on his ego utilitarian page that what really needs to exist is a open source reputation system, right, where a large amount of data is put on everybody, and somebody who would make an accusation, let's say they, you know, they're making an accusation against you, Mark, right?
Okay.
If they're found to not, if they're found to be right, you know, their reputation is going to go up. Oh, they've proven that this guy did something bad.
Yeah, at that point, there was sort of a reporter, right? Like, they're, you know, they've broken a story.
Yeah. So now,
I don't think their reputation should go up as much as my reputation should go down, right? Like, so, you know, if they've uncovered the fact that I've been embezzling money from Free Talk Live and my reputation goes down by 500 points as a result, they shouldn't get a 500 point increase. Maybe they should get 5 or 10.
Well, the market would decide that.
They would.
But there would be a punishment. There would be a cost, right? This imposes a cost. And so I think this is another way that, like, anarcho-capitalism, right? Anarcho-capitalism really differs from traditional libertarianism in a way, because traditional libertarianism, you're defining rights, you're defining, freedom of speech, whatever, and freedom of privacy.
No. Libertarianism only says you shall not use aggression or fraud.
But would you not agree that status libertarians talk about freedom of privacy?
I don't think you can be a status libertarian.
Probably bigger in the liberty world, but I think it's bigger among people that call themselves anarchists and people that don't. I mean, I think that's just libertarians understand the value of privacy in a status world.
Well, I mean, the amount of privacy you have should be what is allotted by the market.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
Well, and what you can achieve in the market, right? Because you can buy services in the market that increase your privacy. I can, for instance, have a mailbox service where I don't have to tell people my actual address. I can give them my mailbox service address.
If you don't have a front door, you don't deserve the level of privacy you do if you have a front door with a lock on it.
There you go. Yeah.
Exactly. That's precisely my point. And I really think that an open source revolution like what happened with Bitcoin and whatnot is needed and would happen in an
All right, so who's going to program it?
Well, I mean, it just
whoever profits from it.
Yeah, well, that's the trick, right? How do you profit from an open source project?
The same
project
way Experian
like
and Transworld, you know, whatever.
Those aren't open source projects.
Well, how did Bitcoin come about, Ian? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, Bitcoin is a special case, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's special. It's special because it was first.
Okay.
I'm not saying
no
that
open source is all over the place. Lots
yeah,
of
right. Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency, the first one that made it to the market and worked out.
But, I mean, this doesn't even have to be open source.
I'm not saying you can't profit from it. I just don't know how it's going to be done. I'd love to see somebody do this. It's just going to take some brilliant genius like a Satoshi Nakamoto to figure out how to profit from an open source reputation system. Because there are reputation systems out there already.
Not just to create one, but to get people to use it.
I've seen brilliant
people come up with brilliant stuff, and then nobody wants anything to do with it.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Let's go to Rob in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Good call, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, sorry. I concur with both of your points. I think you should fight all the time if anybody slanders you, but I also understand the allocation of your time.
Right. Then I'll just be fighting all the people that slander me. There's plenty of them. I got better things to do.
You probably have a million people messing with you. But I've got to disagree with the idea that you're responsible for what comes out of your mouth. Yeah, I'm free. I can say whatever I want. I can go into any neighborhood and yell any racial epithet I want. If somebody wants to fight me because of that, that's a crime. And I'm entitled to defend myself.
That's true.
Be able to go up to anybody's face and say anything. They used to have in the South fighting word statutes because people have their Southern honor, you could say something, your wife is a whore or something, and then it was legal then to punch you. Okay, but those have all been repealed. I'm free.
I agree with you. If somebody does mess with you physically because of your words, you absolutely have the right to defend yourself.
And you liable to be unconscious, and you won't be able to figure out who it was.
Well, not if you defend yourself quickly enough. I mean, if they sucker punch you, then that's one thing. Hey, thanks. I wish we had more time for you, Rob, but we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.